This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
While for 2.5 weeks there's been a denial of linkage between Tom Papley and Joe Danaher on the Swans situation, there is now a very clear link now that we're into 2 hours and 52 minutes remaining, Coons and Mitch, because until the Sydney Swans allow Papley to go to Carlton in exchange for pick 9 and maybe something else back, nothing happens with Joe Danaher. And Sydney Swans are yet to commit to that pick even being used at this stage too. So until that is unlocked in some form, this is going to remain a stalemate.
And if I'm the Bombers, I'm doing the same. I'm not even engaging in conversations with the Swans until they get that pick 9 from Papley, unless we're talking to the last half hour. So if I'm in Adrian Nodoro's shoes right now, I'm saying, no, don't even come to us until you get the Papley deal done, and then we'll start talking about 5 and 9, because as we've just heard from Kinnear Beetson, as it sits, no players involved.
And the Swans obviously then don't want to do that until they know what's going on with Danaher either, because if they were to trade Papley out and then Adrian Dodoro were to then call their bluff and say, well, bad luck, he's going to Carlton, do with what you want, we're keeping Joe. Well, they've lost a player who's contracted to them for multiple years, even beyond next year. So you can see the chess, you can see the poker being played, can't you? And we're no closer to an answer. We've all been working the phones, as everyone is in this room, and right now those discussions are going on behind the scenes. But the Danaher situation is not going to happen until something is finalised on Papley.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that would happen in Essendon's case. So Papley goes 9. Eventually, Sydney will offer up 5 and 9 for Joe Danaher, and they have to then sit down and think, well, what's going to happen with Joe next year? Are we going to get a full season out of him? And if we do, he's a free agent. He's likely to go next year to Sydney. Are we going to get a better compensation than
he's
pick
a
5
well, he's
and
a
9?
He's a restricted free agent. So the way that works is the Bombers would have to match a deal for him. But then if the Swans go, well, we're going to take 2 top 10 kids this year, we might park $100,000 more a year for Danaher after that and pay him through the roof. Maybe that's a scenario as well.